If I could move Texas East, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across Texas, more than 170 people are still missing following the July 4th flash flooding. Among them, Robert Brake Jr.'s mother and father.
They got washed away in their cabin Friday morning. And we came down to help in the search efforts. Maybe not be able to find my parents under this tragedy, but maybe we can help somebody else find theirs and have some closure and peace.
More flooding overnight in Ruidoso, New Mexico as well. Three people were killed when a house was washed away. The mayor of Philadelphia says the city has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. Russia firing a record 728 drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. All that as the European Court of Human Rights delivers two rulings against Russia. One of them finding that Russia committed violations in invading Ukraine. Another that Russia was behind the downing of MH Flight 17 in 2014. This is ABC News. Europe's top human rights court has ruled this morning that Russia violated international law by invading Ukraine and that Russia was responsible for the downing of MH17 in 2014. That decision, largely symbolic. The Supreme Court ruling it's okay for the Trump administration to downsize the federal workforce.
What the court essentially said was that President Trump's executive order issued back in February directing his administration to eliminate and consolidate 21 federal agencies and departments was likely lawful. And along with it, preparations for mass layoffs, potentially up to the tens of thousands.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, a shakeup in the world of Formula One. Red Bull this morning letting team principal Christian Horner go. He has run the team for the last 20 years, which included several championships. No reason given for his dismissal. However, the team has struggled over the past couple of seasons. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A win for Governor Tony Evers from the state Supreme Court. We get more from Bob Haig.
The court invalidated the ability of a legislative committee to overturn state agency rules. The court's four liberal justices said that violates the Wisconsin Constitution. The Evers administration had challenged the committee's suspension of a rule which attempted to ban the practice of conversion therapy and another creating commercial building standards, but this decision could extend to other areas, including environmental and public health regulations.
A new study classifies 15 Wisconsin counties as legal deserts with insufficient attorneys to represent private clients. David Peters, a rural sociologist at Iowa State, led the research team, which found 11% of rural counties in the 48 contiguous states are legal deserts that have not enough private lawyers. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The Gilmanton Community Club invites you to the 79th annual Gilmanton Free Fair this weekend. There'll be live music with the Bear Creek Band Friday from 8 to midnight, the Bennett Valley Gray Band Saturday from 8 to midnight, and on Sunday, the Ya-Ya Boys perform from 2 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a big city carnival without the lines, and don't forget the great fair food. It's Wisconsin's biggest little fair, the Gilmanton Free Fair, this weekend in Gilmanton.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear and we will drop down to a low of around 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Could see a chance of scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow and again tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 84. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee with the first sunlight. Had a last chance to take a cold. I'm thumbing through. Decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. How my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
how she'd been. She said she'd stop a while in San Antone, spend some time with her old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. And that's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
A tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna
Panthers, from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
grow dim. I've been sitting here drinking, thinking about you, out somewhere with him. He's just one of the many men you've tried. Still you tell me you ain't satisfied. You won't love. Don't go to strangers. I've seen you out on the prowl like this. Night after night, looking for love, but you settle for a kiss and unknown arms to hold you tight. But it seems no matter what you do, it never turns out like you wanted it to. Cause I'm the one you tell your troubles to. You've told me everything, but I love you. Oh, my love, true love. If you want some love, don't go to strangers.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. T. Graham Brown, Don't Go to Strangers, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s, 80s today for day number one of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And, yep, we'll be back at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls later this morning, as we'll have the beef show going on this morning, everything getting underway at 9 o'clock. And we'll have that on our video streaming service being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. So looking forward to that. You want to check that out. We had a great swine show and a great sheep show yesterday. Those are available on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting WRDN. And they're even still available on our Facebook page as well. We're doing some of these streams, additional locations, as some folks may not have access to our regular video streaming page at our website. So we're just trying to make it as easy as possible for some of those folks. We had folks from Texas, Montana, Virginia, all watching yesterday. So trying to make it easy for those folks as well if they're not familiar with the website, but they are able to watch it through the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Facebook page as well. So that's why we're trying to do some of that as well. But we're getting ready for the beef show today. Looking forward to that coming up at, we'll start just before 9 o'clock this morning. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Feed costs can add up fast. At Alcivia, they help you lock in pricing on key commodities through forward contracts. They source directly, run their own trucks, and move product efficiently through the Fall River facility. The result? Competitive pricing and reliable supply. Protect your margins, reduce risk, and plan ahead. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to talk strategy.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're in Lancaster County today. We are talking with Tammy Weaver, who is on the All-American Show board. Tammy, what's going on with All-American?
We have our schedule in line for the 2025 show, and at this point, we are building up our army of volunteers. It takes a small army to put that show on.
You had another successful show in 2024 in September.
For 2024, we had over 1,400 head that went through the show rings. That makes us the largest dairy show east of the Mississippi. It really spotlights junior activities. We are the only national junior show, stands alone from the open show. That really gives the juniors a chance to highlight all of their projects and their cattle. And especially on the bred and owned side, we do highlight that with the junior show as well.
Give us a little glimpse of that pageant, because that is something very special.
Oh, yeah. The pageant is spectacular. You have a dark arena. The spotlight comes on as each animal and their exhibitor, their handler, are introduced. And they walk into their specific spots within the arena, and they are escorted by royalty. Maybe it's dairy royalty. It might be a state FFA officer or somebody who is on the state 4-H board or breed representative. And all of those animals and their handlers will be in the arena with spotlights and the music. They all have a little piece of information shared about each one, the highlight, something that's unique about the exhibitor. And then each of the judges has a chance to review all of those animals one more time before they pick the supreme champion of the junior show. Emotions run high. You can't help be excited. I've been in that arena as just a competitor's mom. I have been there as a spectator. I've been there as a family member. Even as a spectator, the event itself will bring you goosebumps. That's for sure. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking when you have a close connection with one of the exhibitors or the cows in the arena. So it's, and you know, I've been fortunate. My son had a chance of having a supreme champion cow. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for young people.
That experience has got to really encourage young people, whatever path they choose, but particularly in agriculture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's a huge confidence builder, but they also get to meet a lot of unique people. And even, you know, at that pageant, you have a lot of ag dignitaries that are there. We have the Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania. You have the Deputy Secretaries for Agriculture. You have some of the state representatives, some of our national representatives that are representing our government agencies are there. It's a great place to rub elbows with those people who can do wonders for our industry.
So tell us a little bit about your planning. What is the board doing now to really prepare for 2025?
So we go over the schedule with a fine-tooth comb, and we make sure that we have volunteers and people that can make each segment of that schedule shine. So we have committees, we have backup people, we have the board of directors, which I have an opportunity to serve on, and we just help the committee members and the volunteers to make sure that everything is going smoothly. And it does take a lot of funding to make such a special event come to life.
Funding comes in a variety of sources.
That's right. So we get individual sponsorships, we get corporate sponsorships. Feedworks has been a sponsor for us, and we're very grateful for that. We get grants from the local government, and then we also apply for grants on the national level, but it takes about $400,000 to run that show.
One of the things that's always impressed me is what a great ag community Pennsylvania has.
Oh, that's what makes the show run. That's what makes us unique. That it really does. We have volunteers. They just make sure that every show goes off without a hitch.
Let's shift gears. Tell us a little bit about the All-American Dairy Show Foundation.
Right. The All-American Dairy Show Foundation is a nonprofit organization and raises money to provide scholarships. high school seniors who have shown at the All-American Dairy Show or have a background in dairy, as well as some college students should be looking on the All-American Dairy Foundation website or the All-American Dairy Show website for opportunities to apply for scholarships. So they're looking at anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 and $2,000 scholarships.
Tammy Weaver with the All-American Dairy Show Board, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a
caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights get bright? Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gary Allen and Watching Airplanes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 62 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 5 to $17.96, September up 10 to $18.66, October, November not traded, October at $18.89, November at $18.78. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels up 1 3/4 to 172 3/4, 40 quarters to 169 1/4, one trade a barrel, 9 trade of block on the day. Meanwhile, cash butter down 1/4 to 261 3/4, and no trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1/2 to 126 3/4, one trade on the day. Dry whey down 1/4 to 60 1/2, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they opened higher and never looked back yesterday as traders became increasingly aggressive throughout the day. New contract highs were set in all cattle contracts. The August contract is quickly reducing the discount it had to cash. Even though cash cattle haven't been traded so far this week with the anticipation of no better than steady prices, over with the surge in funds, feedlots may hold for higher prices. Boxed beef also increased in both categories. Demand for beef remains strong with good movement over the weekend. Meanwhile, hog markets, they were mostly mixed yesterday. There's still some uncertainty over the cash prices and returning cutout weakness. Cattle are called mixed today. Hogs, though, are still called higher today. August live cattle opens the day at 219.97, October 216.82, December 216.62. August feeder cattle open at 319.12, September 319.17, October 317.25. July hogs open at 106.97, August 106.77, October at 92.97. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, agricultural futures are moderately higher to mixed for the most part. Heading into today as we begin to see some profit-taking and position squaring by traders ahead of Friday's USDA reports. And outside markets, the tone is quiet as the tariff clock partially resets again to August 1st, with President Trump asserting Tuesday that there would be no further extension granted. Energy markets were slightly higher today as crude oil is quietly posted seven positive sessions out of the past nine since the drop following the Iran-Israeli ceasefire. Reports on Wednesday to watch for include the Energy Information's petroleum status report that comes out today. July corn up 4.5 this morning at 415.5. September steady at 398, while December down 3/4 to 413.5. July beans steady at 10.24 1/4, August and September down 1, August at 10.20 1/4, September at 10.07 1/2, November new crop down 0.5 to 10.17. August soybean meal up $1 to 271.70, while July soybean oil up 4 cents to 54.15. Chicago wheat, July steady at 5.43, September up 1 3/4 to 5.49 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, July steady at 6.13, September up 1 1/4 to 6.31. Energy markets this morning are slightly higher. August crude oil up 26 cents to 68.59, September up 22 cents to 67.20. Meanwhile, August and September gas both steady, August at 2.18, September at 2.14. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 358, August 361, new crop 354, cash beans 936, August 941, new crop 928. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 382 3/4, August 380 3/4, September 378 3/4, new crop 365. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 383, August 383, new crop 367. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 363, and new crop 364. Cash beans 946, new crop 947. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 360, new crop 364. Cash beans 933, new crop at 932. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 378, August 378, September 373, new crop at 375. Cash beans at 971, August 973, September 955, new crop 955. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 356, August 359, new crop at 361. Cash beans at 952, new crop at 951. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 243, Holstein fed cattle 193 to 216, market cows 105 to 164, bulls at 165 to 204, calves 630 to 1490, beef steers 180 to 550, Holstein steers 220 to 430. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 95 and down. Goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers at 226 to 237. Finished beef heifers, 226 to 237. Finished dairy steers, 200 to 216.50. Market cows, 120 to 134. Market bulls, 136 to 195. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-In sneaker, and first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice if I hear a voice. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. On the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Get on down.
and a lot more action.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just can't lose the time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The first July U.S. Drought Monitor of 2025 indicates a slight increase in drought coverage from the previous month, but a closer look by region shows drought declines in several areas. Rod Bain has more.
Not much to talk about in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey first explains the numbers for the period ending July 1st.
Almost one-third of the country, 32.4%, was experiencing drought. That is up 2.8 percentage points from 4 weeks ago.
Now he adds this caveat.
If you look at all of the regions of the United States, there was only one of them where we saw an increase in drought coverage, and that was across the 11-state western region.
With sharp month-over-month increases in the west.
We started the month of June at about 51% drought coverage, and that jumped to 64.5% by July 1st, so more than a 13 percentage point increase in the western United States.
Much of that originating in the Pacific Northwest.
For example, in Oregon, as recently as May 20th, there was no drought in the state of Oregon. By July 1st, that has jumped to 42%. And then we have seen almost a quadrupling of drought coverage in Washington and Idaho over the last couple of months. So, for example, in Washington State, on that May 20th date, 18% drought coverage, and that has jumped to 67% by July 1st.
The western drought expansion is also reflected in states reporting significant extreme to exceptional coverage, D3 and D4, for the period ending July 1st.
We have a fairly short list of states where we have our higher-end drought. Now, most of those are in the western United States. So of our 11 western states, there are 7 of them where we have some degree of extreme or exceptional drought. Continuing to lead the pack is Arizona, 47% extreme to exceptional drought coverage on July 1st, closely followed by New Mexico at 33%. Also in double digits, but just barely, Nevada, 10% D3 to D4 coverage.
Regarding other regions, which reported decreased drought coverage month over month, Rippey provides the example of the Midwest recording a halving of drought coverage during June.
From 10.7% of the Midwest on June 3rd, all the way down to 5.6% by July 1st. That's more than 5 percentage points of reduction.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Another sunny day today can be expected in our ag weather forecast. Now, there are some chances for showers and thunderstorms returning tonight through Friday. There's also the potential for some locally heavy rain and gusty winds at times. Temperatures will be near normal today and Thursday with moderate relative humidities. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Light winds becoming northeast at around 5. We'll see about 14 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming east at around 5. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. South winds at 5 to 9, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. We'll expect 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, lows 65 to 70. Friday, cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Livestock benefit from shelter in extreme weather, but you don't necessarily have to build a new barn. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you have a wooded area, you can have a natural living barn as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Livestock such as cattle and sheep are able to tolerate a wide range of weather conditions, but they appreciate shelter from driving snow and a place to cool off in the heat. Establishing a natural, living barn from trees in the woods can offer the protection they need without having to build a covered structure. Brett Chedzoy is a regional extension forester at Cornell University Cooperative Extension. He says living barns can be developed in an existing wooded area or from scratch by planting trees.
If creating one by planting trees, then conifer species such as pines and spruces and cedars are usually easier to establish and they will offer better protection in the winter. In the summer periods, protection from extreme heat or hailstorms or something like that, either deciduous trees or evergreen trees would work.
When choosing tree species, consult with a forestry expert in your area. Tree density should be low enough to promote good growth and vigor, but high enough to offer protection from weather. Chedzoy says for those reasons, a living barn has to be well managed.
The plants need adequate space to grow, so the living barn should be periodically thinned out, favoring the better trees. Livestock should be excluded from living barn areas when they're not needed, so that the trees are able to rest and recover and to avoid issues like excessive soil compaction or excessive nutrients.
Chedzoy says this type of shelter is adequate for most cattle and sheep, but may not be for goats and other animals that are more susceptible to wet, cold weather. Learn more about living barns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonky.